Hello again, and welcome to the year 2020. You know, when I think back and how often the year 2020 seems so far in the future, and now it's almost shocking that we are already there, okay? Hi, my name is Marv Pikla, and I am the regular voice for this Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast, and it is January 15th. Of that year, 2020. And we're going to start out this year with kind of a thoughtful topic that I hope will encourage you to think more, maybe deeply, about your day job. And if, you know, the company and organization you're working for and you're the leader there, to consider everyone's main purpose and maybe think about applying a what else factor to your everyday world of work. And I'll explain better. But let's get going, and I'll put out the topic. It is what I call working only for the test. Yep, let me restate it, that the topic for this month, one more time, is called working only for the test. And yep, I realize that I need to start the discussion with a little bit of explanation about this topic. So first, think about the much-used phrase that is critical of today's education system, and I know you've all heard it. Teachers teach to the test, okay? Teachers teach to the test. And this means that in order to best prepare students to score well on required multiple standardized tests, that to improve or maybe sometimes even hurt their chances to gain entry into colleges or land some great scholarships, teachers and school systems kind of purposely have to focus on that score achievement only. Okay, and their designs for instruction every day kind of center on doing well just on the test. And as a result, then, teaching to the test kind of stifles creativity and innovation and even the life experience opportunities. Okay, so for this month, we're going to apply the teaching to the test approach and thought process and also apply it to the world of work. Here we go. Think about this. There is no doubt that every business and organization has to have some form of countable performance. And whether it's selling t-shirts or handing out flyers, recruiting students, or just counting people for the upcoming 2020 census, all workplaces has to have some form of goals. So let's ask, in your place of work, in your position, is it standardized to work only for the test, only for the numbers and the performance? Is personal job performance and company growth only driven by total sales, student scores, new recruits, or products produced? But could there be maybe some additional countable objectives and goals that could have maybe even a little more significance on tomorrow's world of work? Wouldn't it be just unique to take the time and develop a group of maybe supplemental measuring sticks for your workplace? You know, I've always preached that if you have a new innovative product or service, it is only correct and fair to have new and innovative measuring sticks to measure them. How unfair it would be to kind of measure newness with oldness. And what if you were to put in place some, maybe call them success measures, and you recorded them. Things like how many new ideas were filed in your organization last month, How many service redesigns were pilot tested, you know, this month? Or maybe how many employees participated in a creative thinking workshop time that you set aside? Then there's how many hours of entrepreneurship in the workplace for strategy development were recorded this month? Or maybe how much time was allotted to allow individual workers to work on developing new, you know, maybe a new patent for a new special product. I believe creativity cannot happen in the workplace if there is only support for working for the test. You know what I mean? Working only for the test, traditional performance numbers. I believe companies and organizations do themselves a great disservice by not building in mandatory creativity and innovation time. Now, I know there are companies out there and organizations that try to blend in this development time for their workers and make it part of their regular world of work, but it's not enough. I try to practice what I preach by building creativity into every component of the college classes I instruct. I don't teach to the test. Rather, I promote individual quality performance that their uniqueness gets measured. And in their approaches, they're rewarded for having non-traditional topics that they bring to the table. And lastly, they get credit for being able to defend a work paper that tells what they stand for. Please take some time to really understand this message and maybe apply it to yourself and to your workplace and think about where you stand on this topic. Hey, thanks so much for listening, and we will talk more next month.